We're continuing in the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Kuf Samach Dalid. And the Magid Midovna had said that the different things that occur also indicate something in this world. Another example of this concept that we look at things that happen as a sign that God is watching over things and there's a reason this happened near us. So he says, for example, a person is found murdered. So the Torah says there's the whole procession of Egla Arufa, the nearby city measures, and they come and make a declaration. We didn't do this. It's not our fault. Because we view it as though, even though there are laws of nature, if this had to happen here, so obviously there's something to it that it happened here. Because we say, obviously there's a reason that we're connected to something evil happening next to us. So even though on the one end we say, well, if you were exposed to this, if it happened right near your town, that's also saying something. On the other hand, they do make a declaration, we didn't do this. We're not the cause of this. And nonetheless, we see that they make a declaration. It's not our fault, but they ask for forgiveness. Because the idea is, if this happened next to them, then obviously God is sending them a message. It happened next to this town. The homicide happened here as a sign to the elders and the leaders of this town that they do have to ask for atonement. There are things they have to fix, and that's why it did happen here. The person had to die, fine, it didn't have to happen here. And if he was murdered here, there's a sign in that for us as well.